Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Also, the StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you have chosen or selected to listen to the AlfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, because we have a great ministry or show prepared for you. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, my co-host, and all of you for tuning in to this particular ministry at this particular time. What we're going to do is go ahead and read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. You know that on tonight is actually our needs and our wants. Usually we do this on Monday, but we're going to do it on Tuesday today. And if you can, please get out your journals, something to write with. And the scripture for our journals today is, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law." Galatians 5:22-23. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Before we get started, we're just going to praise God, and we're going to be into the presence of God, and then after which I will give you direction on our needs and wants and how we're going to rebuke anything that's not like God. And just, you know, I want to explain this to you, because when the unction of the Spirit is upon people, we don't rush the unction of the Spirit, first of all. Second of all, God is too good for his ministries to be rushed or his ministries to be taken lightly. So I want to say this. When we are in praise and worship, someone says that this is not the time to ask God for anything because we're praising and worshiping God. But what you have to realize is God spoke to me is that some people are not where you are at this particular time. Some people are still carrying loads because they haven't relinquished their loads. They're not even walking in the will of God yet. They're just coming to God because they have so much on their chest. And so God says right now our focus should be on ourselves as far as praise and worship. Some people praise God by closing their eyes. Some praise God by thanking God. Some praise God by, you know, just telling God what's going on in their lives. Some praise God by bringing everything unto God. And God says he's that type of God. That's why he's the beginning and the end. And so we can't really define, you know, find a great definition about praise and worship. But what we do know about praise and worship is that we're talking to God. And so God says right now we need to just focus, put on blinders, and we need to focus on our own soul. And when we're able to do that, God is able to take care of the rest. God doesn't need us to do any of that work for him. So however a person comes on the ministry, whether you have a ministry, whether it's a ministry that God has authorized you to have, or whether you called yourself to that ministry, or whether your name has allowed you to have that ministry, you can't really dictate how people come to God because we don't know. I don't know your relationship with God. You don't know my relationship. So we go to God in different ways. But one thing that we can agree on is that praise and worship is basically speaking to God. And so if somebody does come and somebody say, you know what, I want to bring all of my cares to the altar, right, that may be their praise and worship. There are some people who are too weak to say anything when they come to praise and worship. That's why they have intercessories or intercessors for intercessory prayer. And so we can't dictate how people praise and worship God. Just allow them to come. We're going to listen to Hallelujah by Pastor Benny Hinn. This song is very touching. And when we do this, I want you to begin to rebuke anything that's not like God. For instance, I'm going to rebuke this pain, because for some reason this pain thinks that it's here to stay, but it's not. And so we're going to rebuke a lot of things. And when we rebuke things, if it's something that's causing pain on your body, you touch those extremities and you rebuke it. If that is not within your reach, you extend out your hand and you call that thing as if it were in front of you, and you rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Everything has to be in the name of Jesus, because that's a good name. Every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So whatever spirit this is of pain, it has to go. And it has to go tonight. Amen? Amen. And it's not saying that with this particular pain, it's not going to try to raise its head again. But every time, we're going to rebuke that spirit, whatever spirit it is. So you have to understand and recognize that when we rebuke things, we're removing things from our lives, right, that causes pain, that causes us to not be able to do what God has asked us to do, right? And so we're going to rebuke some things. I already feel better. So we're going to listen to Pastor Benny Hinn. He's singing Hallelujah. However you praise God, however you worship God, whether you don't say anything, whether you bring 10,000 things to God, that's your prerogative. That's between you and God. No one has anything to say about that. But I tell you what, this particular song is 8 minutes. And we're going to use those 8 minutes and 38 seconds because somebody needs that. And I know I'm one that needs that. I just want to thank God and I want to praise God for everything that he's done and the things he's going to do, and blessing my family and just blessing my friends and things of that nature. So we're going to use the 8 minutes and 38 seconds. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrita Love. It was just a second. This is real live radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. take every part of our life. Lift your hands and just love Him, love Him, love Him. Who is as precious as you? Who is as beautiful as you? Who is so perfect and so holy but you? Patient beyond description, faithful to the end, merciful beyond description.
Amen and amen and amen. Now listen, we're going to get ready to go over our needs and our wants, as well as build our storehouse. When I say build our storehouse, I'm speaking of the grand favor of God and what God is going to do within our lives. We must understand and recognize that we have to make sure that we put down everything that we need and want from God. God is able. And I'm going to be honest with you, because I serve a true and living God, and God is my Father. And I've taken these pains to God in prayer, and God is going to remove these pains that I'm experiencing. When God is getting ready to do some great things, things happen. You know, I wasn't able to get on yesterday because I was in so much pain. So I went to bed. Then this morning, God blessed me to open up my eyes, but my back wanted to start hurting. It didn't want to cooperate. Some of y'all can understand what I'm talking about. And my neck is still, I still feel some pain in my neck. But God is able and he's good. And I believe that God is going to remove all of that. But as we get ready to enter our destiny and the will of God, we can expect things like that, just like I told you about those particular spirits, those particular things. But God said don't just expect those things. He said expect his favor, expect his grace, and expect his mercy, and expect his love and his kindness. And so when we look at our needs and our wants, I want you to be very intentional, and I want you to look at the storehouse. And I'm going to tell you how to set it up, because I actually have 250 individuals, and 10 of you are new. But we need to begin to think of a storehouse and how we're going to have the layout of that storehouse. As I was telling you a couple of days ago, God gave me this vision, and I'm going to have this nonprofit. And I was thinking to myself, Lord, where am I going to put all of these items? And God showed me several places, and two of them God has blessed us to own. Amen. Amen. And so God is going to always provide, especially if he authorizes you to do it. Now, if you're just doing it because, then you're going to have to do some legwork. But once God gives you the okay, then God is going to make a way. And so we are going to go over our needs and our wants, and it's going to be quiet. And the reason why is because some of you, I want you to hear the voice of God, and I want you to be in meditation. Sometimes when we hear that great music, we focus on the lyrics, especially if you're musically inclined and you focus on the words and you lose focus on the project that's set before us. This is very important because it's getting ready to happen. But I want you to go ahead and make our T-chart, and on the left side, I want you to go ahead and write your wants and put family, friends, and put your name. On the right side, I want to put our needs, put your heart, your mind, soul, and your hands. At the bottom, you see there is a storehouse. We're not going to focus on where, because God has already given the where. We're going to focus on the outlay. Then we talked about what we are preparing for. And I'm going to put it here. I'm not going to share that with y'all, and I don't want you to share what God has told you as well, not yet. Then at the bottom, I want you to put prayer request. A lot of things have happened since we've been on, but God has blessed a lot since we've been on. And I'm going to be the first to say that if you have some room under your prayer request, pray for me, and of course I'm going to pray for you. There are many individuals who are going through things, surgeries. People are not feeling well. People in the hospitals, they're coming out of the hospitals, people in the nursing home. If you know those people, put them where it says prayer request. There's not a certain number. Put prayer request. And don't be selfish, because God is going to bless. Don't be selfish and just say, I want you to bless my family and all of my... No. You know, for instance, I'm going to pray for those students who was at Tennessee. They're not my students, but they're children of God, my sisters and brothers in Christ. I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to pray for their families, because it's hard burying your own child. So I'm going to pray for them. And I'm going to pray for the young man as well. I'm going to pray for his soul and his mind, that he would change. I'm going to pray for his family. So we're just praying one for another. So you should have your wants, and then the three columns, family, friends, and then Alfreda. Then you're going to have your needs, your heart, mind and soul, and then you're going to have your hands. Then you're going to have a storehouse. We're not going to focus on, for instance, we have a building and as a family. And so I'm not going to put building. I'm going to put how I want this outlaid in the building, and I'm going to pray over it. Then whatever God has promised you or told you or whatever you're moving towards, you're going to put it in the next box. And that's between you and God. That's not to be shared out yet. Then the prayer request. All right? It's going to be quiet for, I'm going to say, until 7:10. And then I'm going to come back on 7:10. That way you'll know that I'm still on the line, that the phone haven't, you know, gone dead or anything like that. So at 7:10, we're going to meet back together. And I know God's going to give us three pointers. Then I'm going to give you announcements and bid you a great night. You'll listen to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellaGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. All right, we finished a little bit early, and I want you to really look over your wants, your needs, and I want you to believe in God, that God is able to provide. Believe in God that God is able to heal. Believe in God that God is able to take away pain, whether it's emotional pain or whether it's physical pain. Believe in God that he's able to increase your territory. Believe in God that he's able to bless and he's able to hear your prayers, because he is. Believe in God that he will be beside you when you have a void in your life, when you've lost a loved one or when you have lost something. Understand that God is able. As I was sitting here meditating, I want to read to the believers something that God has placed on my heart. And it has to do with encouraging the believers and letting us know about some of the will of God and how God is able to help us and how God is able to bring us through. And it reads, "You are wonderfully made and greatly blessed. Your sufferings, whether it be pain or emotionals, is a recreation of what your Father in heaven had to go through in order for the people to receive eternal life. You are not to go to the cross, but you are to continue to be the light of this dark world. I have set you on a hill. I have raised within you a great word, not to be hidden, but to be introduced and known to all. The world is in a terrible fix, and so are many souls. Fret not, nor be dismayed, for Jesus is coming back, not to end the world, but to save lost souls. For the water cannot and will no longer cleanse the souls. It must be through fire, not as coal that will burn, but as the wrath of God which shakens and trembles those who worketh in iniquity. The work is just beginning, and so is the journey. Let no one cause you to stumble, lest your Father will not let you fall. Woe unto those who despise my word, God's word. And blessed be unto God who continues in my commandments. I come no longer as a thief, but I come in my own name. And it is therefore that everyone will confess who is the great I am." As we conclude in this untimely message, we should not lose heart, but keep going forth, because the best is yet to come. Then it says, L, E-L, is on its way. Amen? Amen. So God tells us to continue. He says, continue the good works. He says, continue to do what the Lord has called us to do. Continue to be about the Father's business. He says, our job is not to go on the cross like he did, but our job is to continue to be the light of the world. Amen? So we have to continue to be the light of the world. That's what God wants us to be, because L, E-L, is on his way. And this is the name for God, meaning the strength, the might, and the power. God says we're powerful people, not because of our names. Some of our names mean that. But not because of our names, because of the anointing that God has given on our lives. And Sister Juanita Bynum said it best. She said, when you are surrounded by demonic spirits, that means that you are powerful. That means that you are powerful. She says that's why there's so many demonic spirits around you, because they know that you have the word of God and you're powerful. But guess what? God is more powerful than those demonic spirits. And you have to rebuke them, or you have to let them act the fool one. Amen? But God says that his wrath is coming. He says he's not coming by water. He says he's coming by fire, and he's not talking about fire that burns. He's talking about his wrath, because God is fed up with people just doing anything they want to do, hurting people, innocent people. And so when we hear about all these things that's happening around the world, it's true. It's true. And God is warning us now. He says we just go about our lives, running our mouth, don't have any respect for anybody, don't know who we entertaining and who we not. We just go off at the mouth. Let our tongues cause us to drift away. Let our tongues cause us to have the wrath of God. And I'm telling you, ask the Israelites, when the wrath of God comes upon the people, God can come in the form of financial starvation, in the form of losing something. God comes in many forms, and we have to be careful. That's why every day I always check myself. I said, I'm not going to act a fool, number one, because I wasn't raised as a fool. But it's not worth my time. We have to utilize the time that God gives us every day in order to be better, in order to do better for God, for the kingdom. I'm going somewhere. You are going somewhere. We are going somewhere. We don't have time for foolishness. If you can't help me, please don't stop me. Move out of my way. Don't try to block me. I have a race to run. And I'm running by faith. And at the finishing line, I'm going to see God's face. And so I don't really have a lot of time in my schedule for foolishness. Right? I'm not saying that I'm always serious and, you know, stiff. No. But when it comes to God's business and moving and propelling like God has asked me to, I want to be on track. That's why these pains have to go. I rebuke these pains. They're going to have to go tonight in the name of Jesus. Rebuke it. But I want y'all to understand and recognize that this is nothing to play with. God is doing some great things in our lives. I don't understand how people can get on the radio and just play with God. Get on the radio and make fun of people who really need prayer. Get on the radio and just play around. I don't understand it. I'm not saying, and especially to my gospel, I'm not saying don't have fun, because it would be really boring. But I'm saying when people are asking for prayer and people are asking for things, that's serious. And some people aren't at that point yet that they can be serious and really help people. Some people are just not there. And that's okay. That's okay if they're not there. If you're not, then it's not good to play with people's souls either. When I get on this ministry, and it doesn't matter that it's Blog Talk and it's Our Free to Love Show, Stellar Gospel Music, it doesn't matter. God has authorized me to do this. I'm not just on here to receive a paycheck. I'm not just on here because my name is Afridi Emmanuel Love. I'm on here because God has authorized me to do this. This is the vision that God has for my life, so that I can help others through the word of God. And so when we talk about all of these things, it's very important that we are sincere, because God is sincere with us. Life is sincere. And when you're dealing with souls, you have to be sincere. That's just like driving somebody around. You have to be sincere because you have that person's life in your hands. And you have your own life in your hands. Right? So that's how I think about with ministry, because we have so many souls in our hands, including our own, and God holds us accountable, especially when we know to do better, especially when he said, I'm authorizing you to do this because I trust you with these souls. I authorize you to do this because you are my child. I authorize you to do this because I am God. I authorize you to do this because I trust you. I authorize you to do this because I know you're sincere, not because you have a big name and because you're going to have 50 million listeners. Because you can have 50 million listeners and none of y'all be on one accord. I'm doing this for God. I'm not doing this for popularity or anything else. I'm doing it for God. And that's all that really matters at this point. But the thing is, we have to be sincere. The thing is, when we deal with people and handle people, right, we have to be respectful. Because you never know who you're entertaining. You never know. You never know. That's why it's just good to treat people right. It's just good to be nice. It's just good to do what's right. It's just good to support people when you can. It's just good to, every opportunity if you have to help somebody, just to help somebody. It's just good to do that, because you never know. You have no idea. But some of us, we run off at the mouth, and we act like we own the world. And God shows us you don't own anything. You don't even own your own words that come out of your mouth, because Satan is telling you to say this stuff because we're so immature. We haven't grown in the grace. Some of us are still drinking milk when we should be eating meat. And we're not just talking about kids. We're talking about adults who are still on milk that should be eating meat. And we're talking about spiritual meat, the word of God. They're not there yet. We talk about these demonic spirits. They're still on milk. Matter of fact, I don't even know if they're drinking milk. I don't know what type of things they're consuming. But it's not of God. And so we have to be very sincere It's time to get serious because God is serious. And if we can't be serious, then we need to relinquish our post because we have so many souls. We have 320 individuals on this line. And I have the opportunity to help 320 individuals plus the ones who's going to come later by reading the Word of God, going through this process of cleansing the hearts, cleansing the minds of people as well. It's very important. Very important. So before we go through this process, I want y'all to be very sincere. Be sincere about what's going on. If you have a radio ministry, it doesn't matter who you are. You could be a regular person like me, or you could be a celebrity, or you could be big in the industry. Take it serious. There are souls that need to be saved. There are people looking up to you. It's not saying be stiff, but quit all the foolishness. It's too much. Somebody needs to grow up. I will tell you that there is one ministry online that I really enjoy, and that's Sister Juanita Bynum. She is sincere. I can say for a fact, and I'm not just saying that because I love Sister Juanita Bynum and I love her ministry. I've always respected her. I'm not just saying that. I'm saying that because it's true. You go to At Three with me, she is sincere. She's meditating. She's speaking. You don't see foolishness on her blog. People are posting. People are praising God. It's helping people. You don't see Sister Bynum in a lot of foolishness. All of us is sincere. Why? Because God has probably told her, I know God has, to get online and to help somebody through the Word of God. And she's doing it for free too, probably. Now, she has her products and all that type of thing, but for the most part, her ministries, she's doing that for God. And so it's very important that if we have a large crowd, small crowd, medium crowd, whatever, that we're sincere and we're not playing with God. Because if we just own her to get more people to buy products or to get more people to know who we are, then we don't hear for the wrong reason. Because all that stuff is going to come. It's going to be added unto you. You have many opportunities for that. But coming on the ministry, having a radio show, yes, yeah, for promotion and all that good stuff, but it's also for giving the Word of God. Playing around, you can do that somewhere else. I don't know. But it's very, very important. And when I get on here every time, I take this stuff serious because it is serious. Because God is serious with my life, and he's serious with the things that he's doing in my life and my family's life and my friends' life. He's serious. God is not playing around. When God gives a revelation, he's serious. He's not laughing and joking and giggling and sniggling and all that. It's serious business. And that's how we need to be with God. All right? All right, so I have a couple of announcements to make. Bishop, to continue to uplift and encourage your friends and family and your parents, too, by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or go to ourfreetoloveshow.com and click on number one love radio, or stellagospelmusic.com and click on number one love radio. I would love, love, love for you to listen to the ourfreetoloveshow.com. Remember that all of our shows are archived. They're archived, and that means that they're saved. So if you just go to ourfreetoloveshow.com or blogtalkradio.com and you click on, or if you go to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, then you will see all of the shows, and you can listen to them as much as you want, okay? Once again, the guest call-in number is 347-843-4981, 347-843-4981, all right? In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, 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 Facebook AlfredaLove at A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on this particular radio ministry. I have some individuals who are up for Grammys and things like that, Stellar Awards. I'm taking for your consideration. I'm taking all those things. So please be sure to email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, or just go to ourfreetoloveshow.com and send me a little email and let me know what's going on, and I will be sure to post it and advertise it, all right? All right, Continue to pray for your family and friends. When you pray for your family and friends, put them all in one line. We're not separating them anymore. Put them all in one line. Family, friends, we all coming together because we all related some kind of way. Family and friends, call them out by name, whatever they need. Call them out. And be sincere. Don't be playing around with it. Be sincere. Call them out by name, and in the name of Jesus, rebuke anything that's bothering them, whether it's pain, whether it's the mental capacity, whether it's internal, external, whatever it is, rebuke it. And ask God, whatever your will is, let your will be done. Amen? And then pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. For instance, we need to pray for the families in Tennessee. Do we know them? No, I have no idea who they are. But my spirit knows them. My spirit knows that there is some grieving going on. My spirit knows that there is a young man who is now behind bars because of a decision, one decision that he made. And we have to keep him lifted, but we want to keep those families lifted who lost their children. They have to bury their little children, and their children are not with them for Thanksgiving. We have to pray for them. Amen? We have to pray for that school district. We have to pray for the superintendent and the principals and the teachers and the students who are friends to these kids, because that's devastating. We have to pray for them. But we want, most of all, want to pray for the siblings and the parents who are going to be without their void for the rest of their lives. We have to pray for them. It's very important. And part of ministry is not just praying for what happens in your hometown, not just praying for what happens in your family, not just praying for what happens to your friend, but praying for everybody. Because everybody is somebody, and everybody needs prayer. I don't care who you are, black, white, Spanish, whatever color you are. Everybody needs prayer. Every single. Okay? All right. Now, if you will, please go with me to our freetoloveshow.com because I have a couple of announcements to make on that, and I thank God that my pain is easing up some, and God's going to do it. I know he is. Our freetoloveshow.com, and you're going to hear some music. I think I kind of turned it down. Okay. You will hear some music when you go to our freetoloveshow.com. Of course, it's at freetoloveshow.com. The guest call-in number is 347-843-4981. The sister station is stellagospelmusic.com. You know that this particular ministry, the freetoloveshow.com, is an outlet for conversation with people all over the world, gospel music, and all, most of all communicating about different events. And this radio station captures the most interesting events centered around gospel, entertainment, education, and politics. And I'm going to have to actually edit some of this because it was cut off. If you have any stories, events, artists, publicists, photographers, authors, educators, or community leaders who would like to be on the show, then you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Look at all these lovely faces. When you see that these individuals have different events, such as Sister Vicky Wana, please support them. Sister Karen Clark Shearer was actually in Houston and Dallas. She was in Florida, I believe, as well. When you see that these individuals have events, please support what they're doing. Sister Yolanda Adams, she is in Florida, or she is going to Florida, so please be sure to support her. They're doing some great things within this particular realm, so please be sure to support all of these ladies and gentlemen. Amen? All right. Our Free to Love show come up. I'm going to have to edit. I'm not even finished with this website. But I went to freetoloveshow.com, and my computer is now stuck. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's try it one more time, and then we're going to go to event planners. Let's see. Actually, let's go to the homepage. We just said freetoloveshow.com. Let's go to the homepage. Okay. Right now, my pages aren't coming up. But anyways, what you'll see is you'll see a lot of individuals on the freetoloveshow.com as well as the homepage. And you will see that there is a flyer, and I'm going to give you more information in just a minute, about our Santa Christmas store. So you will see more information about that. My computer's not doing right, but let's go to stellagospelmusic.com. All right, stellagospelmusic.com, of course, this is part of the freetoloveshow.com. If you click on number one love radio, you will be right at the studio. you see new gospel music, and actually this has to be updated because I have many for your considerations that I need to add. You will still see the Sister Yolanda Adams and Pastor Winans, who is on this particular site. You will see Dr. Juanita Bynum at 3 with me. She comes on daily. You want to be sure to check out her show. Also, we have a magazine, StellarGospelMusic.com magazine. We're going to also have this picture on there, but we're going to have many other things in this magazine. Also, we want to give accolades to Pastor Shirley Caesar. She was on the Wendy Williams Show. Of course, you know that You Name It Challenge has spread her music all over this world, and that's a blessing in disguise. But she was on Wendy Williams today, so be sure to check out her little clip there. Also, Sister Yolanda Adams, as you all know, this is not breaking news anymore, but she's back on radio. And then, of course, if you have any music, please submit it to me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you want to connect with me, you can go to Facebook, Afrida Love, Facebook, Dr. Afrida Imani Love, Facebook, Afrida Imani Love, Instagram, Afrida Love, LinkedIn, Afrida Love. Everything's Afrida Love. About us, you know that this is an international radio station, and you know that we speak to many people. If you want to hear some of the featured shows, if you want to contact me, be sure to put your information in there and click the submit button. Of course, for the services, as you all know, this is a radio station. We have books, we have events, we have blogs, things of that nature. So if you need writers for blogs or things of that nature, or makeup artists or fashion designers, then please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Events around the world, as you all know, Sister Vicky Winans will be at Texas A&M this weekend, so please be sure to support her. She and Sister Lemmy Battles, I believe, will be at Texas A&M, so please be sure to support those two ladies. In addition to that, let's see here. Make sure that you know that we have Santa's Christmas gift stores, 50 to 80% off everything, and this is gifts for everyone, and it's really geared it's geared toward students in order so that they can purchase gifts for their parents or grandparents, and it's very cheap. Where is this going to be? At the 900 Paris Street, Bellmead, Texas. Once again, the Bellmead Civic Center, 3900 Paris Street, Bellmead, Texas. If you have questions, you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, my number is 254-744-6616. Who are these gifts for? It's gifts for everyone, and I'm going to actually take a slideshow at the end of this week, and we're going to start running ads starting Monday, God's will, in the Waco Tribune Herald. I'm inviting every child and their family to the Bellmead Civic Center. The times will be from like 1 to 6 p.m. on December 3rd and the 10th. A percentage of the proceeds will go to St. Jude's, and of course, it's hosted by yours truly, Dr. Afrida Love, and my radio stations, AfridaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com. We would like to give back to St. Jude's and others. But understand that once again, with this Santa Christmas gift store, is 50 to 80% off everything. Did you hear what I said? 50 to 80% off everything. We have necklaces. We have mugs. We have student caps. We have rings. We have toys. We have some of everything. So it's gifts for everyone. Please come by. It's at the Bellmead Civic Center. It's free entry. The prices are very cheap. It's under, everything's under like $15. Everything's under $15. And so we have some $1 items. We have some 50-cent items. And they're great items. Matter of fact, I'm going to buy some. The first 10 children will actually get a dollar for the store. They'll get a dollar off or maybe $2 off, something like that, the first 10 children. So please be sure that you're the first of 10. And just understand that it's Santa's Christmas gift store. It's open to the public. It's open to everyone. You don't have to be in Bellmead. You don't have to live in Bellmead. You can live in Waco. I have some kids there, too, as well. You can live in Conley, wherever, Hillsborough, wherever. I mean, if you're just visiting, come on down, all right? December 3rd and the 10th. And as a matter of fact, I may have it an extra week, but I know for sure December 3rd and the 10th. This is Santa's Christmas gift store, 50 to 80% off. Keep checking my Facebook page. I'm going to actually put it on my main page, which is Dr. Afrida Imani Love, and I'm going to have a slideshow. I'm going to have the prices on there where you can see how everything is priced so you will already know. So be sure to bring your kids out. Everybody is welcome. Everybody is welcome. This is the Santa's Christmas gift store. It's from 1 to 6 p.m., December 3rd and the 10th. December 3rd and the 10th. I'm going to have flyers out. If you have children, I've already told many individuals, be sure to let your children know. Be sure to let your friends know. Let grandparents know. They can bring their grandkids. This is a great store for them to buy different things for their grandparents. These are quality items. And so December 3rd and 10th, once again, Santa's Christmas Gift Store, hosted by yours truly, 50 to 80% off everything at the Bellevue Civic Center, which is conveniently located right behind La Vega High School. La Vega High School. Okay, conveniently located behind La Vega High School. All right, so if you have an event at the Civic Center, come by. If your event is like at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, come by Santa's Christmas Gift Store and tell them love sent you, because I did. All right, so be sure to come by. I would love to have you. I would love to see you. All right? All right. Now then, I will be on tomorrow, God's will, because we're going to be praying. Amen. We're going to be praying to God. I'm going to be on tomorrow, God's will. So just make sure that everybody is ready to pray on tomorrow and worship God. And once again, be sure to mark your calendars for December 3rd and 10th. Come to the Christmas Gift Store. It's huge. We have so many items. Be sure to come. I would love to see your faces. All right? All right. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love is true because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love of the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Have a great night, everybody. Good night.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.